Welcome to Tosfos Markings. Today's shiur is Bava Basra Daf Lamed. We will, Mirtz Hashem, begin the shiur 10 lines from the bottom of Daf Lamed Omed Aleph. We continue with our series of cases marked with triangles. Ahu di omale lechavre. My boys b'hai besa. An original owner asks an occupant, "What are you doing in this house?" Everyone knows it's my house. Omar Le, the occupant, says, "Minoch zavinte v'achate shnei chazoka. I bought the house from you, and I've been here for 3 years, and you did not issue any protest, and therefore I don't have the title to it anymore, being that 3 years have gone by, and there's no expectation of a person who purchased property to maintain possession, to guard his title, if he has been there for 3 years without any protest." Amarle, the owner, original owner, says, "Bishuki baroi havoi." Literally, was I was in outside or far away markets. I'm a salesman, a businessman. I travel great distances to places that caravans and other means of information travel do not reach, and I did not know, and therefore I did not protest. In other words, my silence is not a function of my accepting you as the legitimate owner. My silence is a function of my not having heard, because I am Beshuke Baroi. For the last 3 years, I've been abroad, I've been far away, where information does not reach, and hence there was no way of my knowing that you were occupying my property. Omar Le, so the occupant, the purchaser, says, "Foisli Sadi, I have witnesses to Chol Shosa every year, Hava Osis Talsin Yomin. You came back here 30 days every year, and you did not protest." Omar Le, the original owner, says, "Talsin Yomi Beshukoi Hava Taridna. Those 30 days that I was in this area, I was preoccupied with my business matters. And because of my deep preoccupation with business matters, I remained ignorant of your presence in my house." The Rashbam adds that this original owner had another dwelling in that particular town that he occupied for those 30 days. So you see, you have here a disagreement, a contest between original owner saying that he remained unaware and that's the reason for his silence, and occupant claiming that the owner, the original owner, could have protested and remained silent. Omar Rava. You'll notice we have a new marking, a house shape, and on the side of the Gemara under our Mivner, a structural note, we indicate that we've highlighted the name Rava, and what we'll see here are Piske Rava al Hamikrim Hamisumonim with a triangle. We'll see Rava's rulings regarding a number of cases that we've marked with the triangles, and we note that cases 1, 4, and 5, the Lashon is Ovid Inish, etc., where Rava observes behavior of people as being, we'll say, legitimate, normal behavior. And in cases 2 and 3, Rava will be saying Dina Komale, that the respondent is saying something that is correct, Lahalocha. So here, Rava says, Omar Rava, Ovid Inish, the Choltasin Yoimi, Torid Beshuka. It's within the realm of normal behavior, of acceptability, that for 30 days a year, as we described, a person, in fact, could be so involved with his business dealings that he would not have known and not have been able to protest because of his ignorance. And in a case like that, then it would stand to reason that the occupant is not going to win the case with his simple claim of having been there for 3 years. I would add that being that the occupant was aware of the original owner's presence there for commercial purposes, then he should have guarded his title, his bill of sale, as he claimed he had, even beyond the 3 years. We continue with the next case, Ahu di Omar Le Lechavrei, my boy is Bahai Ara. Original owner says, what are you doing on this land? Omar Le, mi planyo zavinto, de zavno minoch. I bought it from so-and-so, who bought it from you. Omar Le, so the original owner says, At lav komoidis. We continue at the top of Omid Beis. The high aro didi he veat lo zavinto minoi. Do you not concede that this land was once mine and you did not buy it from me? Of course, that is he's saying that rhetorically. Of course, you're admitting that the land was once mine and that you did not buy it from me. Zeal, therefore, go, leave. Lav baal dvorim didiat. You are not my contestant. You're out of it. You have nothing to do with this property and with me. Omar Rava, dino ka'omar lei. Rava says that the original owner is saying something that is acceptable, le halacha. It's correct. Let us take a look at the Rashbam that you'll find at the top line here. The Rashbam that we're going to learn is relevant to the Gemara at the bottom of Omer Aleph. Omar Le, mi planyo zavinto de zavni minoch. The occupant says, I bought it from so-and-so who bought it from you, Klomar. When he says, I bought it from so-and-so who bought it from you, he means to say, in reality, she'omar li b'shas mechiras shehu locha mimcha. The person I bought it from told me at the time that I bought it from him that he, the seller, bought it from you. In other words, he told me that he bought it from you. And since the occupant is not saying that I've been here for 3 years, shtar mechira shelo dena biyodo, the bill of sale is still in his hands. He should still have it. 3 years haven't gone by. Umaskona de milsum mukminon lebiyana ma'arer. And at the end of this discussion, as we saw, we maintain the land, or we give the land to the protester. V'hainu taimo. The cave on the moedus shalohoya karka mitchila. And the reason is, since he, the occupant himself, admitted that the land belonged to this protester originally. Not only where he doesn't have a chazoka of 3 years, where he hasn't been there for 3 years, we're going to give it to the ma'arer. Even if he was there for 3 years, he would not achieve the chazoka that we've spoken about so often in the past, and we would take it away from the occupant. This is an example of a chazaka without a required claim. This occupant does not know whether the one that sold it to him was himself a legitimate owner of the property. And it's like the case of what many of you are probably familiar with, the term selling the Brooklyn Bridge. Sold something that's not his. And it's like hikir bo, like the recognition of a field, besoda sheino shelo shel mocher, a field that did not belong to the seller, and viachsiran l'marer, and we give it back to the original owner, to the protester, the original owner. And the this will say this unfortunate occupant who bought it from a sly operator will attempt to recover his money, his purchase money from that seller. Kede paskino b'shnayim osin. The afagaf deleko eidim lamarer. Even though the protester does not himself bring forward witnesses testifying to his ownership of it, midukomar, from the fact that he, the protester, said to the current occupant, v'lo kamoidisli, we see that the original protester doesn't have witnesses from the fact that he's relying on the occupant's own admission. Do you not concede that it was mine? V'lo amrinon, and we don't say, migudi boy omar anoz avinta minoch v'chate shnei chazoka. The following, we do not say that since the occupant could have said, I bought it from you and have been here for 3 years. When he says, I bought it from so-and-so who bought it from you, he should be believed. Shu atzmo eino yodea im zovno hamocher minei dema'arer im lav. The occupant himself doesn't know whether the seller bought it from the protester, the ma'arer, or not. Hilkoch kevan dehu moidi lema'arer deshlohoi. So, since one thing is clear, the occupant is admitting that it was originally the ma'arer's property. Hadas baldin kame edim domi. The admission of the baldin, of the litigant himself, is like 100 witnesses. Vegam moiduhu sheinu yodei locha hamochrolo min habaylim imlav, and he also, the occupant also does not know whether the one he bought it from had purchased it from the original owner or not. Dha lo toyin dezavna minoch kamoididi, the occupant is not saying that he bought it from you in my presence. I saw the mocher buying it from you. Additionally, the occupant doesn't have witnesses that the seller himself had been in on the property for 1 day. Hilkoch hifsi. Therefore, he loses. Avol hifsik ze shalosh shanim v'toyim miplanyon zivit zavni minoch kamoididi. If, however, the occupant has been there for 3 years, and he says, I bought it from so-and-so, who bought it from you in my presence. Klomar shiadati bebirur shelo chaminoch. I knew with clarity that he bought it from you. Ne'emon, the occupant would be believed. Migudi boy Omar, since he could have said, Anoz avinta minoch v'chate shnei chazoka, I bought it from you, and have been here for 3 years. Inami, yesh lo edim shichzik bo amocha yom echad. Alternatively, he may have witnesses that the seller had been there for 1 day. V'hochi amrinan lekamon bepirkin, and we say similarly like this later in this perek on daf mem alafim rebeis gabi ahu didor bekashta beilisa. There was a kashta is the name of a place. Elisa is an attic or a second story, an aliyah. There was someone that was dwelling in this property, Arba Shonin, for 4 years. And v'hocha b'hai uvda afilu imbo edim shichzik bo yoyim echad oisai hamoicher v'lein yodea im lokach oisai im lav eino moil klum me'achar shizelo hichzik sholosh shonim. In this particular incident, even if witnesses would come and say that the mocher was there 1 day, but he doesn't know whether he, the mocher, bought it or not, in our case, that will not help. In other words, witnesses that the mocher was there for one day will not help. Why? Me'achar shezelo hichzik sholoshon v'gam harishon ein lo shtar mechira min habaylim. Since the current occupant was not there for 3 years, as we indicated earlier, and the seller doesn't have a document of sale from the original owner. Now, the Rashbam that we went through was fairly thorough, and the Mirtz Hashem, when we get to the Tosfos, you'll see a number of these points coming to the fore once again. We continue with the Gemara, third line from the top. Hu di Omar le lechavrei, my boys b'hayara, what are you doing on this land? Omar le miplanyo zavino v'alchalte shnei chazoka. You'll see the Rashbam and also the Tosfos have a girsa that reads miplanyo zavino dezavno minoch. I bought it from so and so who bought it from you, and I have been here for 3 years. Omar Le, the original owner, the protester says, the Ma'ara says, oh, you bought it from so and so? Well, planyo gazlonahu. Here we'll just translate literally. Tosfos elaborates a bit on this point, which Mirtz Hashem will see later. It says, well, so and so, the guy you bought it from, is a thief. Omar Le, the Lokeach, the current occupant, says, "V'ha isli sadi da'asoi ve'imlechi boch v'yomarto li zil zoven." I have witnesses that I came and consulted with you concerning the purchase of this land, and you said to me, "Yeah, you ought to go and buy it." Well, if you, original owner, are telling me to buy it from him, then you're conceding that the seller to me was legitimate. Omar Le, the original protester, can respond and say that doesn't indicate my acknowledging the seller to you as a legitimate individual. I wanted you to get the property away from him for the following reason. Hasheni noyach li harishon kashemenu. That's an expression that we see in other cases where a person's behavior reflects that this situation where the second guy is easier for me to deal with than the first guy. And now, as far as our case is concerned, original owner is saying, I wanted you to gain possession of the land, let's say figuratively, so that I could take you to court and get my land back, because the guy that sold it to you, he was a mobster, a tough guy to deal with. I didn't want to have to confront him. So that's why I gave you the advice, go buy it from him so that I would be able to get it away from you. Omar, Rava Dino ka Omar Le. Rava responds that the protester has a legitimate claim, therefore he will get the land back. We mentioned earlier and that the chazoka in this case doesn't help. We don't see the current occupant saying that I bought it from so and so who bought it from you in front of me. And since that element is lacking, the current occupant cannot claim ownership of land simply because he has been there for 3 years. We have a bracketed section. And we note that the brackets here are not for skipping purposes, but rather to show the extent, the borders, so to speak, of this discussion, which begins with the word keman, like whom. The ruling of Rava in the eyes of the Gemara seems to be a ruling based on an individual opinion that's contested by a majority. And that, of course, is not a good position to be in. And the Gemara will respond, no, don't have no fear. Rava's ruling is even according to the Rabbana, the majority opinion. After the bracketed section, you see we pick up our series of cases beginning with the expression, Ahu de Omar Le Chavrei. Now that the structure hopefully is clear, we go into the bracketed section and ask the following question. Keman ke'admoin disnan, is Rava's ruling in concert with Admon's ruling as opposed to the Rabbonan? Where you see the following taught, Ha'oirer al Hasodeh, a person protests ownership of the land. In other words, there's a piece of land that's occupied by someone else, and original owner is protesting, what are you doing here? The Chosum Oleo Be'ed. And that protester signed a contract, is a signatory on a contract concerning a neighboring piece of land. And in identifying the borders of the neighboring land, he says, for example, on the eastern border is a piece of land owned by, and he cites the occupant's name. So in signing the shtar, in signing this particular bill of sale concerning the neighboring lands, it's as if the protester is acknowledging that the land under protest, which borders on the land being sold, it's as if the original owner, as a signatory to that particular bill of sale, is acknowledging the legitimate rights of the current occupant. So, would that delegitimize the protest? Admon says, no, it doesn't delegitimize the protest, because the signer of that bill of sale can say, Hasheni Noachli Harishon Kosha Heimenu. It's easier for me to deal with you than to deal with the original party. And that's a ruling that you can see in the name of Admon. And the Chachomim Omrim Ibeid Ez Zechuso. The Chachomim say no. That the fact that protester signed on a separate bill of sale wherein it was noted that the property under protest was ascribed to the current occupant by the protester himself, the protester, loses his rights to lay claim on that property, on the property that he is trying to reclaim. So would it then stand to reason that Rava's ruling above is like Admon and not like the Rabbonan? The Gemara says, not so. Afilu Temor Rabbonan. Rava's ruling, right before the brackets, is in agreement with the Rabbonan as well. Hosam Ovadle Maisib. In the Tanaic source the Rabbonan arguing with Admon, there the Rabbonan say protester loses his claim because he did an action. He signed a document wherein the property under question was acknowledged to be that of the occupant, and therefore protester cannot lay claim anymore to it. This protester himself did an action which acknowledges occupant's legitimate presence. Avalocha, but in our case where the protester said, listen, yeah, I gave you advice to buy the land from that guy, there was no action. It was dibura. It was mere speech. And mere speech is, we'll say, less significant and doesn't demonstrate relinquishing of ownership or of claim to property. And regarding that, Ovid Inish Demikri V'Omar, people will say things in order to gain maximum benefit for themselves. I must correct an error that I made in explaining the case of Ha'ora al Hasada v'Chosma l'Be'ed. The explanation I gave is a correct explanation for a different case. In this case, you have a protester coming along saying, "What are you doing on this land?" And lo and behold, the occupant has a bill of sale where the protester actually signed as a witness, acknowledging confirming the sale from someone to the current occupant. In other words, if you want to use names, Reuven is complaining about a piece of land that Levi is occupying, and Levi produces a document which indicates that Shimon sold the land to Levi, and Reuven the protester appears as a witness signing that bill of sale. Concerning that case, Admon says that the protester does not lose his claim to the land, because the protester can say, "I wanted the land to get into your hands and away from the guy that sold it to you, because the seller was a tough guy, and Hasheni Noachli, the second one, you are easier for me to deal with." And the Rabbonon disagree and say that if the protester is a signatory to a bill of sale concerning the very land that he is protesting, he loses his rights to it. And as the Gemara said, the protester loses his rights because he went too far, so to speak. He did an action. He did a mice. He signed the bill of sale from the seller to the current occupant. It must be that he, the original protester, really doesn't own it anymore. The Gemara continues on the second wide line. Hahudi Omar Le Lechavre, my boy is Bahai Ara. What are you doing on this land? Omar Le, Miplanyo Zavinto, Vi Achalte Shnei Chazoka. I bought it from so and so, and I've been here for Shnei Chazoka. The necessary years of Chazoka. Omar Le, protester responds and says, Planyo Gazlona Hu. So and so is a thief. Omar Le, purchaser occupant says, "Vo isli sadi de osis burta," but I have witnesses that you came in the night, the amris li, and you told me zavno nihali, and that you came telling or requesting of me that I should sell it to you. Omar le, the protester says, "Amino." Is vun dinoi. Yes, I said sell it to me because I said sell me that which is really mine. And the reason for that is that would enable me to gain to repossess my land without having to go to court. On the one hand, the occupant is saying, if the land was yours, why would you be asking me to sell you that which is yours to begin with? And the protester says, I was hoping that I would be able to repossess my land through a smooth transaction without having to go take you to court and go through all the trouble that involves. In other words, it's worth it to me to lay out the purchase price for that which is really mine in the first place, rather than go to court and all the hardship that's involved in doing thusly. So, but right now, and then you didn't. From here you can see that the occupant did not sell the land to the protester, and the question now is, so who gets it? Omar Rava Ovid Inish Dezovin Dinei. Legitimate owners of land will behave thusly, will try to buy that which is theirs, as we said, to save themselves from the trouble of having to go to court. The Rashbam has an interesting description of it in Ish Dezovin Dinei. The Rashbam that we're looking at is in the middle of the wide lines. At the end of the line, you'll notice that Dibor Masel Ovid Inish Dezovin Dinei Adam Tam, a wholesome, peaceful kind of individual, She'ena Reitzelis Kaitet, Afilo Shelo, doesn't want to argue over things that are legitimately his to begin with. Asui Hu Lahotzi Ma'isav Lita Shelo Below Dinu Machlekes. It characterizes the behavior of such people to lay out money to repossess that which is really theirs, just to avoid controversy and strife that's characteristic of court cases. So, bottom line is that in this situation where all the occupants said, "I bought it from so and so, and I've been here for years," of Chazaka, without the core claim of, "Well, I bought it from so and so who bought it from you in my presence," or without witnesses that the seller was there on the land for a day. In the absence of those additional essential elements, the current occupant, though he has a chazaka, will not win. We continue. Hahuti Omale Lechavre, my boyus Bahai Ara. Omale, Miplanyo Zavino, Viachalte, Shne Chazaka. I bought it from so and so, and I've been here for years of chazaka, and I haven't watched my shtar anymore. Omale, Vahona Kitno Shtora de Zavno Li Mine Ho Arboi Shoni. Well, I have a contract that indicates that I bought it from him 4 years ago. So on the surface of things, it would appear that the current occupant is saying, "I've been here for 3 years." In other words, I bought it from so-and-so, and I've been here for 3 years, and therefore I don't have the shtar anymore. Protester is saying, "But I've got a shtar that indicates I bought it 4 years ago." Now, does the Omar Leib, does the occupant have any response to that? Yep. He says, "Mi savrish shnei chazoka tlash shoni kuamina." Who says that when I said I've been here for shnei chazoka, years of chazoka, I meant 3 years? And if that would have been the case, then your purchase of 4 years earlier would have been, as we'll say, a stronger claim. Not so. Shnei chazoka tuvo kuamina. When I said I've been here for years of chazoka, I meant to say I've been here for many years. And namely, my presence on this land preceded the shtar that you have by many years. And now, if we look in the Rashbam, Shnei Chazoka Tuvo Kamina, Shekadmu Lishtar Shecha Harbe, years, many years before your shtar, I have been here. V'yeshli Eidin B'chola Chazoka. Can we first come on? And I have witnesses for all of those years of my presence. Ulafiko chamarti, and therefore I said shnei chazoka stam. I just said years of chazoka without qualification. Shelo yisi yodea shehoya lecha shtar al shel arba shonim. I didn't know that you had a document that indicated your purchase of it 4 years ago. shitzarch litol nefar shnei chazal keduva, that would have made it necessary for me to spell out that I've been here for many years beyond the minimum 3 years. Now we turn back to the Gemara, and we await Rava's ruling. Omar Rava, Avidi, Inshi, Dekaru, Lishnei, Tuva, Shnei Chazaka. It's normal for people to refer to many years by the term Shnei Chazaka, so that the occupant in saying I meant that I've been here for many years is not a type of, I will say, a new claim, which is something that we ordinarily would not accept. Once you issue a claim, you can't undo your original claim with a new claim. This isn't the case here. This is simply a clarification of the original claim. However, there is one qualification. Vahani Mili, we say that the occupant with his many years of presence will win over the gentleman holding a document indicating his purchase of it 4 years ago. Da'achla Dochlo Sheva Shonin, that point that the occupant will win over the fellow with the 4 year claim, that's if the occupant has been there for 7 years. The Kodim Chazoka Dahai Lishtora Dahach. If you just do a little arithmetic here, if the current occupant has been here for 7 years, and the protester is responding with his document of 4 years, the occupant has a 3 year advantage. 7 is 3 years more than the 4 year star that the protester happens to have, and that 7 year will win out. Why? Because that entails the occupant having possession of it for a chazoka period of 3 years, whereby the occupant is no longer been expected to watch his shtar, his title of ownership, anymore. The Gemara continues at the top of Daf Lamed Aleph. Avol Shis. If the occupant has been there for 6 years, then Ein Lecha Macha Gedola Mizu. The bill of sale in the hands of the protester is an indication that the original owner, by selling the land to the fellow with the shtar of 4 years, was protesting this occupant's presence on the land. So if we roll the clock back 6 years ago, this current occupant started his presence on the land in question 6 years ago. 2 years went by, and that very land was then part of a real estate deal between original owner and the guy holding the shtar with the 4 years. What does that show us? It shows us that the original owner was, in effect, protesting the occupant's presence on the land before 3 years ever went by. Only after 2 years of occupant's presence, original owner protested it by simply selling it to someone else. At this point, we go back to the Tosfos on Daf Lamed Omed Aleph, Dibor Maschil lav. This Tosfos is a reference to the Gemara on Lamed Omer Aleph at the bottom line. In that Gemara, we saw a protester saying, "What are you doing on this land?" Occupant says, "I bought it from so and so, who bought it from you." And the protester says, "Well, are you not conceding that I was the owner of the land? And you're not saying that you saw the purchase made, that you're claiming that you bought it from so and so, who bought it from me. You didn't see me sell the land to your seller. Therefore, get off the land. I have nothing to do with you." Now we have a topic heading before we read the Tosfos himself. Of course, you note that this Tosfos covers the entire Omid, one Dibur HaMaskil. On the side, we have the topic, and the topic, in one word, can be described as migu. That's a situation where a person makes a claim and says, "Believe me with this claim, because I could have made a stronger claim, a better claim, that you certainly would have had to accept." Mosai Amrinon de Moyel Lemachzik. Under what circumstances can we, we'll say, define when does a claim that's based on Migu work? When is it an effective, when will it be effective for the Machzik, for the current occupant? And we'll be exposed to another major principle in claims called Migu Lemafreya. Lemafreya, Migu Lemafreya Lo Amrinan, whereby the alternative claim is a, we'll say, a throwback to previous circumstances. That kind of Migu claim is not acceptable. What I just said is very general, possibly vague and abstract. We'll appreciate it more by going through concrete examples in the Tosfos. But it's an important principle to be familiar with, namely Migu Lemafreya. And we don't accept that kind of Migu claim. As you scan ahead in the Tosfos, you'll see numerous different markings that appear, and as we go along, we'll try to highlight the role of some of these different markings. Initially, we'll see a bow tie and house shapes, which we explain immediately. The bow tie is a simun, a marking, litziras kesher im haemshech, to create a connection with that which we'll see later on. And the house marking highlights the word bemigu, and it also serves the role that we just mentioned to create a sense of connection between the Gemara later and that which we're going to see earlier. Now we go to the Gemara, the Tosfos text himself. Lav komoides deha ara didiu pirush Rabbeinu Shmuel, the Rashbam explained, the im muhsik ze shaloshanim v'toyein, if the current owner, the occupant, was there for 3 years and also claimed miplanya zavinte dezavno minoch kamiditi, I bought it from so and so, who bought it from you in my presence, denam on there, he would have been believed bemigu, with the potential of making the following better claim, stronger claim. The boy Omar, he could have said, "Minoch zavinte ve'achat ishne chazaka." Believe me when I say I bought it from so and so, who bought it from you in my presence, because I could have said I bought it directly from you, and I've been here for 3 years. That would have been a winning type claim. Inami, im yeshlo edim shehichzik bo hamocher yom echad. Alternatively, if the current occupant could bring forth witnesses that would testify that the mocher was, the mocher means the one who sold it to him, was there for one day. Vehevi raya, the Rashbam brought proof to this, may I e from the case of the Dor Bekashta Belisa. Kashta, we mentioned before, it was the name of a place, the Gemara from Daf Mem Aleph, that you can see on Mem Aleph from the base, 13 lines from the top, from the Gemara over there, Uchidvorov Kain Hu. Then Tosus acknowledges that what the Rashbam says is true, namely that the Machzik will win provided he has a chazaka of 3 years. Let's read that line again. Uchidvorov Kain Hu Hecha Diyesh Edim Lama'arer Shakarka Shelo Hoysa. Let me explain. In order for the machzik, the current occupant, to win the case, he will need to have a chazaka of 3 years. If the ma'arer, the protester, had witnesses that the land was once his, namely the protesters, aval be'uvda dehacha. But in our case, in our Gemara, the mashma shelo hoyo lama'arer edim, it appears that the protester did not have witnesses. And how do I know that the protester did not have witnesses? Are you not admitting that the ground, that the kaker was once mine? Why is the protester presenting his case like that? In other words, he needs the admission of the occupant. Otherwise, he doesn't have evidence. He, the protester, doesn't have evidence that the land was his. So in a case like that, where the ma'arer doesn't have witnesses that the land was his, I havitoyin, had the machzik, the occupant, said, kamididi zavno minoch, I bought the land from someone who bought it from you in my presence. Odor bo chad yoima, or the one who sold it to me happened to live there, happened to have been on the land for one day. Hoya ne'mon af al pi shelo hichzik shaloshanim. The machzik would have been believed even without a chazaka of 3 years. So that the necessity of the machzik having a chazaka, which was a point mentioned before by the Rashbam, that we'll say that necessity, in order for him to win over, to beat out the protester, that's true only if the ma'arer happened to have witnesses that the land was once his. But if the protester doesn't have witnesses that the land was once his, the occupant can win in their contest even without a chazaka of 3 years. And how is that so? Migu di boy Omar, since the occupant could have said, Lo hoyscha, lo hoysa, hoysa shelcha me'olam. The land was never yours. Aval. Now, all of that, let me emphasize, everything we just said is qualified. Namely, the idea of the occupant winning out, that's only if in his original claim he said, I am on this land because I bought it from someone who bought it from you in my presence. In our Gemara, we didn't have that. Avol vadai hashto di omar, but now where it was, that was not said at the outset, namely that the fellow I bought it from you in my presence. All that was said is I bought it from so and so who bought it from you. Avol hashto, avol vadai hashto di omar miplanya zavinta dezavda minoch. And in doing so, the occupant concedes that it was once the original, it was once the protester's land. Su lo motzi limitan, he can no longer put forward a claim. Kami didi zavno minoch. Oh, the guy that sold it to me bought it from you in my presence. So, kami didi dor bo chad yoima. Or, I saw the guy that I bought it from living there for one day on the on this land. Bemigu, and accept that with the migu claim, di boy omar betchila, because he could have said at the beginning, lo hoisa shelcha me'olam, it was never yours. In other words, we saw this this possibility of saying, believe me in what I'm saying, because I could have said it was never yours, but that's only when the original claim was kami didi zavna minoch, I bought it from so and so who bought it from you in my presence. But that's not the case over here. And to suggest, in our case, to believe this occupant because he could have said, well, the guy I bought it for you from, he in fact bought it for you in my presence, and you should believe me because I could have said at the beginning it was never yours. That's already going too far. Demigu lemafreya lo amrinon kedemuchach lekamon. We, in our introductory words to this tesis, we mention this phrase, migu lemafreya. It's a migu, literally a retroactive migu, but it's a claim, a migu type claim. Superimpose on a very weak original claim this kind of effective claim, when the original claim was a weak and ineffective claim, you can't strengthen it by superimposing an effective claim retroactively. And this idea of migul mafreya lo amrinon kidamuchach lekamon, as is proven later on. Now we have a new marking. First, we encounter the volcano shape, and on the side under our mivneh heading, we've noted that this highlights the expression lemafreya or koidem bituim. These are expressions hakshurim lamusog shel migul mafreya that are related to claims made later on that should strengthen original weak claims. Shetaisis mochiach delamim. Shetaisis will prove that we don't accept such claims. The crown shape are rayos mikama sugyus lehanal, proofs from different sugyus to bolster this principle. Demigu lemafreya lo amrinan. Now we've also numbered, so we've according to our numbering system, you'll see three proofs to this point, namely migu lemafreya lo amrinan. So now let's continue with the Tosfos. We say that this is demonstrated on Daf Mem Aleph and Beis Gabi, and here you'll see several lines, a long quote. That's why we have this long marking. the case that we've already cited a number of times till now, but here it's quoted in full. Gabi Ahu Dador Bekashta Belisa Arba Shonin. There was someone living in an aliyah, in an attic, a second story of a house in the town of Kashta, 4 years. V'yomar, and he said, Mitlanya Zavinte Dezavno Minoch. I bought it from so and so, who bought it from you. Also, Lekamei, and he bought it from you, means he bought it from you, you who are the, who are currently protesting my tenure, my possession of this aliyah. Also, Lekamei de Rebchia, Omale, I see Sadi, the Dor Bey, Afilu Chad Yoma, bring witnesses that the guy that sold it to you, and Rebchia turns to the occupant and says, you bring witnesses that the guy that sold it to you live there, even if it's for one day. V'ukme lo biodochen will give you possession of it, will allow you to keep it. Mashma de'iles le sadi, you can infer from the case of Kashta Belisa with Rebchia's ruling that if the machzik doesn't have witnesses like that, that could testify that the fellow who sold him the aliyah was there for one day, Ein Namon Lomar, he, the occupant, would not be believed to say, Kami Didi Dor Bo Chad Yoma, I saw him there living one day, and believe me with that claim, Bemigu Di Boy Omar Minoch Zavinte. Because I could have said I bought it from you. Why is he not believed? Kevon Shekvar Hoide. Now here, this expression Shekvar Hoide is very important. This is the this is where we get the Lemafreya concept. Since he already, the occupant already admitted the Lav Mine Zovna. Originally, what was the occupant's claim? I bought it from so and so. Who bought it from you? So in saying Miplanya Zavinte, we have a little squiggle arrow to the side of the thesis. You can connect this with what he said originally. Since the occupant originally confessed that he, the occupant, did not buy it directly from the protester, Lesle Su Migu, he no longer has that Migu claim. The Ein Lo Lahamino B'mai Dekomar Hashta, and we therefore don't have to believe him, the occupant, with what he's saying now. Migu Shoyocho L'Shakir B'Tchila Kodem Shahide, since he could have lied before he admitted. The Lo Havemasik Adaite, it, because it never occurred to him shezokuk l'taina zu, that he would need to rely on this claim. In other words, where he said, after having admitted that the occupant did not buy it from the original owner, for him to turn around and say, well, I saw the fellow who sold it to me, living there one day. For him to reveal that information to us now, and say, well, let's believe him because he could have said, I bought it from you, but he admitted already that he did not. The occupant admitted already that he did not buy it from the protester. V'ho dekomar hosom Rav, and that which Rav said over there in the case of the Kashta, Aliyah in Kashta. What did Rav say there? V'chazise, this is a quote from the Gemara there, a quote from Rav's comment. V'chazise l'dayte d'chavivi, and I perceived the understanding of the mindset of Chavivi. Chavivi is Reb Chiya. Reb Chiya is the one that ruled over there. If the occupant could bring witnesses that the seller had been there for one day, Rav says, and I understood from Chavivi, it's really my uncle, Reb Chiya, who was Rav's uncle, Ihave Omar Le, had the occupant said, Kami Didi Zavno Minoch Abba Mehemon Le Bemigu, had the occupant said, the guy that I bought it from you in my presence, the occupant would have been believed, Bemigu Diboy Omar, with the Migu claim, because he could have said Minoch Zavinta, that I, the occupant, bought it directly from you, the protester. Loko Omar She Adayin Nemon Batayinazu. Rav isn't saying in the name of Reb Chiya that he, at this point in time, he still would have been believed with that claim. Elo Klomar, but what Rav means to say is Ihavitoy Meikora Kaidem Shehoide. If he, the occupant, would have claimed at the outset, before he admitted that he, the occupant, did not see the sale, if at the outset he would have said, I bought it from so-and-so who bought it from you in my presence, he, the occupant, would have been believed. That's if he would have said that at the beginning. And then he would have been believed with the migu that he could have said, he, the occupant, could have said, I bought it directly from you, the protester. Fuadin, di havitoin meikara, likewise, the occupant would have been believed if he, the occupant, would have said at the outset, kami didi dor bo chad yoma, that in my presence, the seller dwelt on the land one day. De have mehemon. In a case like that, when the original claim had as part of the information this in it, that would have been believable. In other words, the occupant would have won with that. But at this point, it's too late. And that's what we mean by migu limafreya lo amrinan, where the original claim was, as we said, was so weak, you can't expect a subsequent claim or subsequent clarification to give credence to his original claim, the occupant's original claim. The Ode Raya Misof Perek Dezeborer, another proof to this idea of Migul Afer Lo Aminon, from that which you see at the end of Perek Zeh Borer in Sanhedrin, the third end of the third Perek of Sanhedrin, Gabi Hahi Itza. It was a case involving a woman. Itza is a woman. In this case, you have a woman that is holding on to a bill of collection, a shtar. She was entrusted with this shtar by a malva and love, a lender of money, and a borrower of money agreed that this woman can be trusted to hold on to a bill of collection, and whatever she says concerning the status of the loan, whether it's been paid up or not, she would be her word would be trusted. So there was a case involving a woman, the Nofak Shtara Mituse Yoda, that a shtar came from under her hands, meaning from within her possession. Omra, and she said, Yodana be Bahai Shtara de Poria Hu. I know that this shtar has been paid up. In other words, that the debt's been paid up. Now, I want to point out that Rashi there says that the shtar in question, the shtar had a henpik, had a court confirmation written in it. That's the expression that we we'll see later, and there will be a debate. Tosis will debate this explanation, but Rashi says there that that court authorization is what is meant by the term ischazik bei dina. Tosfos will provide a different explanation later. So we have an incident involving a woman in whose possession we see a shtar, and she says, I know that this shtar has been paid up. V'lo hemno Rav Nachman, and Rav Nachman doesn't believe her, doesn't accept that testimony. Amar le Rava v'ha ibaya kalse. Rava says to Rava, why should you not believe her? She could have burnt the shtar, and there'd be no chance of any claim being made by the Malva to begin with. No shtar, no tiki, no washi, no claim. Amar le. So Rav Nachman says back to Rava, kevon dischazik beveidina, ibaya kalse lo amrinon. Since it's been ischazik beidina, and Rashi there explained that since there was a court authorization verifying the shtar in that document, it's too late, so to speak. Ibayas kalse, if this idea that she could have said it was burnt, we don't accept that. Alma, what do we see from here? Even though before we would have seen the shtar in her hands, she could have said, oh, the shtar has been paid up, and she would have been believed to say that the shtar has been paid up because she could have burnt it. However, hashtar is chazik bebeidina. But now that it has gone through, or has reached that point of is chazik bebeidina, what does that mean? So Tosis explains what, and this is a departure from the Rashi explanation that we mentioned before. What, since it's been is chazik bebeidina pirusha ro inu biyada, we saw it in her hands. We saw the shtar. So lo mehemna, she's not believed. Ain't tan od migu. There's no longer any migu claim. Once we saw the shtar, there's no possibility of her saying it was burnt up. Shal korchach tzrich achshav tainezu shiomeres imrotza liftor es halove. She has to say that it has already been paid up if her intention is to exempt the borrower from having to pay. So you have a situation where she has no option. She has no other option other than saying it's been paid up. Once we've reached the point that we've seen the shtar, she can no longer say, believe me when I say that it's been paid up, because I could have said it was, that it, I could have burnt it. But the could have burnt it is no longer a possibility once we have seen the shtar extant. And at this point, she has no other way of exempting the borrower other than saying it's been paid up. And since that's the case, there's no migu claim that's possible. The migu claim, believe me when I say it's paid up because I could have said it was burnt, in order for that to have any strength, we would have to say that's called, that would be a migu lemafreya, that the migu claim is working retroactively to a point in time before we would have seen the shtar. We don't accept that. With a kuntres pirushom, Rashi there in Sanhedrin explained this. You can see this triangle with the darkened tip is to help you see the contrast between Rashi and his pshat in the case of the Hayitza on Sanhedrin, and his pshat versus the Tosis pshat that we saw just a few lines above. And the Rashi there explained is chazik shoya ashtar mikuyum, that we said before, we use the term henpik, a shtar that had a that had been court authorized. V'ein nira l'ri, the ri doesn't accept Rashi's pshat in the in that case regarding the shtar and the in that woman that was in that woman's possession. That ischazik beidina, meaning with the point of we'll call a point of no return, as far as the woman and her claim, Rashi says is because it was a court authorized shtar, court verified shtar. Why does the Ri not like that explanation? Dema mo'il, what? How does that prevent the woman from making the claim? I could have said it was burnt. The mikol mokom e baya kalse. Even if the shtar had been a court authorized shtar, means a shtar that happened to have had been verified by the court as an authentic shtar, that wouldn't have prevented the woman from saying that. Believe me when I say it's been paid up. Because I could have burnt it. So what? It was court verified. If it's not a situation of our actually having seen the shtar, but it's merely a case of the shtar having once been verified by the Beis Din, by the court, she nevertheless could have still said the shtar is no longer in existence. The Ode Raya, another proof to the principle of Migu Lemafreya Lo Aminon, Disnan Beperek Shavuos HaDayonim, a Mishnah in Maseches Shavuos, in Perek Shavuos HaDayonim states, Mone Li Biyadcha, Amar Lo Hein, a person claims, you owe me $100. And the we'll say the borrower said yes, and this was done in front of witnesses, and the lender said this in front of witnesses that he appointed as witnesses. He said Atem Edai, as Rashi in Maseches Shavuos explains. Lamachar Amalei Taneuli. Next day, lender says to borrower, well, give me the money. Borrower says, Nasati Vloch, I paid you already. Potter, he's exempt. True, the day before he acknowledged owing the money, by the time the next day comes around and the lender claims his money again, the borrower can say, I paid you, and be exempt. Uporech mino lemad omar, and the question is raised from that Mishnah, where we see the nosativ loch response as being believed. The question is raised from that Mishnah against the opinion that says the following. Hamalves chaver beidim, tzorich leforo beidim. One who borrows money in the presence of witnesses, he will not be exempt from paying up that debt, or he won't be believed to be free from that debt unless he can produce witnesses that saw him pay up the debt. In the case from Maseches Shavuos, we see since the claim was made in the presence of witnesses, that's the equivalent of the original loan being extended in the presence of witnesses. The Katoni Potter, and it says there that the borrower is exempt when he says, I paid you back. It's on his word. So you see from there that payback does not have to be in front of witnesses in order for the borrower to gain exemption, to gain freedom from the debt. So we can say, in other words, from the Mishnah in Shavuos, we would conclude Hamava es chavero b'edim, ein tzorach leforo b'edim. So now that question is a question that was in fact raised against the opinion that says Hamava es chavero b'edim, tzorach leforo b'edim. Umay kushya, why is there a question to begin with? Could you simply not say shiny ha-ha, the potter? In this case, the borrower is exempt. Migo, the boy Omar, esmol, since he could have said yesterday, lo hoyu dvorim me'olam, I never borrowed any money. Let's go over this point. Tosis is saying, why is there a question on Mavis Chaver Beidim Tzor Leforo Beidim from the Mishnah in Shmaseches Shavuos? Couldn't we simply say that in general, Ha Mavis Chaver Beidim Tzor Leforo Beidim? Here it's different. Why in the Mishnah in Shavuos is it different? Why is the borrower believed? Why is he believed to say he paid back even without having witnesses? Because he had this migo. Because he could have said yesterday, it never happened, and I never borrowed any money. Elavadai, rather, it's clear. Ki hai gavno lo amrino migo. This kind of migo is not acceptable. Namely, once you admitted in front of witnesses yesterday that you do owe the money, you can't say, believe me when I say I paid it back, because I could have said I never borrowed the money. But you admitted already yesterday that you owe the money. So this is another, and because that's the case, because such a migu is not to be presented, is not to be argued to begin with, therefore we are able to ask our question on the Manda Omar that says Hamavas Chaver Beidim Tzorach Leforo Beidim, when you see that from the Mishnah in Shavuos he is believed when he says on the next day, I paid you up already. And that ptur, that exemption, is not a function of a specific exemption here because of he could have said yesterday it never happened. And why do we say it's not a specific exemption? Because migu lemafreya lo amrinon. Uma shepirush akuntris beperek basra deksubis. And that which Rashi in the last perek of Ksubas Gabi asos simin liacher, we in the learning the Gemara we made reference to this case in a premature fashion, but now we can focus on it. What's the case of asos simin liacher? We have a little diagram to the side where you see a field that is up for sale, and it's surrounded by other fields in all four directions, and we've numbered them 1, 2, 3, and 4. On the eastern side of the field up for sale, we have something called number 1. That's field number 1. That's on the eastern border of the field up for sale. There, that field that is labeled number 1 is a piece of property that is in someone's possession. That's also his possession is being protested. So you have a muhsik and you have a ma'arer. The muhsik, the current occupant or possessor of field number 1. Is in this case is saying in the name of the mocher, representing the cellar of the, we'll call it the central field. There's a central field that you can see in our diagram that's being sold. And he, the Muchzik, says that he says to the buyer, the field that you are about to buy is west of my field. So you have the owner, or you have the occupant of field number one, who we'll say represents the seller. And he basically is saying the field that I am selling to you has on its eastern, the field that is being sold lies to the west of my field. And on that document of sale, there are two witnesses that sign it. One of the witnesses is the protester, the ma'arer, who's protesting the occupancy of the current occupant of field number one. So, mind you have someone protesting the ownership of field number one, and that very protester is signing a document which is acknowledging the legitimate presence of the current occupant on that very field. That's the case that's referred to as Asa Simen Liachir. Now, Rashi, on that case, at the end of, in the last parak of Ksubas, says, De'im to'an v'omar, if that protester were to turn around and say, Chazarti v'lokachtia mimenu li'achar shi'asatia simen bishmo, after I, the protester, and we'll say acknowledged the occupant's possession of the land, afterwards I turned around and bought it from him, from the occupant. Ne'emon, Rashi there says, he would be believed. That protester would be believed. Da'apesh also apesh shehitir. What does that mean? De'me'achar shi'esh edim shahoysa shalo v'nigzolam imenu. Since the protester has witnesses that the field was once his and that it was stolen from him, v'ein loy zechus la'machzik elo apiv shelzeh, the current occupant has no claim to the land other than through this protester's mouth. That's pesh osar. That, namely, what do we mean his mouth? The fact that the protester had signed on the bill of sale in which it was indicated that the field being sold had on its western border a field owned by the occupant, by the machzik. And Tosfos explains that when we said that Ein lo zchus lamachzik el hapiv shelzeh hama'arer shaso simen lo, farei chozar v'yomar lokachtim imcha. And that very protester who had been the source of, let's say, legitimatizing the occupant's presence, but he himself, the protester himself, said, I then bought it from you. That's Rashi's, that's what Rashi says regarding the case in Ksubas, the case that we refer to as Asor Simen Liachir. That if, and we're just repeating ourselves, that if the Ma'arer would then turn around and say, later, I bought it from you after I was Asisi Simen Liachir, he would be believed. El ein nira l'ri. The Ri disagrees with Rashi. The Bechiai gav no lo amrinon migu kideprishis. That kind of migu, that kind of claim would not be acceptable, as we explained al yaday, mashahoya yochol litoin tchila eino ne'mon achshav. What point do we want to focus on? Since at the outset, the protester was claiming, and I don't think we emphasized this point in the story, but at the outset, someone had come to protest the ownership of land number one by the occupant. Since at the outset the protester said, "What are you doing on this land? It's not yours." He cannot now be believed with after being Simon Lacher, after acknowledging the occupant's legitimacy by turning around and saying that I then bought it from you. What do you mean I bought? How can the protester say I bought it from you when at the outset he had denied ownership on the part of the occupant to begin with? So that's the Ri's response to Rashi's pshat in the last parak of Subas, using our explanation of migu lemafreya lo amrinon. Elo nira leRi dehasam nami mairi. In as far as the case of asa simin acher, can that protester possibly be believed? Well, he says there too, it's speaking the chazar v'ochlo shnei chazoka achar sha'asa osimin. That in addition to saying that after I acknowledged the occupant's presence there by signing on that document that we described before, I bought it from him and have been here for 3 years. I've been here after that incident of Asa Osim Lacher for Shnei Chazoka. V'chitemo yochlo Shnei Chazoka b'shita umay komashon Rabbi Yochanan de Nehemon. If you'll say, if those are the circumstances, so then what is Rabbi Yochanan there in Ksubas revealing to us that we don't already know? Masnisani, that information is already from a Mishnah, the Chazoka Sheshi Motaina Rezu Chazoka. The person who claims he bought the land from so and so and has been there for 3 years, he has a legitimate Chazoka. Why would the case that we described of Asa Simon Liacher, and that whole story followed by a claim of I bought it from you and I've been here for years of Chazoka be any different? That's what the Mishnah says. V'yesh lomar. So Tosis answers, why do I nevertheless need Rabbi Yochanan to say that the protester would be believed? The Salka Daitoch, without Rabbi Yochanan, I would have thought. The Lo Mehemon, we're not going to believe the protester with his whole story of I bought it from you and I've been here for years of Chazoka. Since at the outset this protester said it was mine, meaning it was not the occupant's. Lo of it inish the lizavna boser hachi, after claiming the land is my own, it's not normal for a person to then go and buy that which is your own. Kamashmalon. So Rabbi Yochanan says, even though that whole incident followed from a from an original claim of protest, we will believe the Ma'arer. To say that after he was asar simli acher, which itself was preceded by a protest, to then say, yeah, I bought it back from him and I've been here for Shnei Chazaka. V'chein hahu uvdo demaisi boser hachi Irene, and likewise the incident that's brought on in our Gemara here on Lamet Omid Beis, three lines from the top. Airi b'sha'ochla shnei chazaka. So we saw in our Gemara on Lamed Omid Beis, the Gemara had said, Ha'ud yomar le l'chavrei, my boys bayara omar le, miplanyo zavina v'achalte shnei chazaka. I bought it from so-and-so, and I have been here for the required years of chazaka. Ubeuvda didan. In our case, in the case that we're dealing with now, in our Gemara from Lamed Omid Aleph, ihave maisi hamachzik sadi the dor bechadyuma. If the occupant would have been able to bring witnesses that the seller was there for one day. Nira le Rashba da havele luukmi laara biyodei. The Rashba feels we would have been able to give the land to the occupant. Afagav de leko migu, even though there is no migu. Once again, we're dealing with the case where the occupant said, I bought this land from someone who bought it from you. That in and of itself, we saw, was not going to be a winning claim after the occupant himself concedes that it belonged to the original, to the protester. However, the Rashba points out that if the occupant would have been able to bring forth witnesses that would indicate that the seller was there for one day, then mikomokom taninon lelokeach. That even though there's no migu, as we explained earlier, you can't turn around and say once the machzik admitted to us that he didn't buy it directly from the protester, he can't now turn around and say, believe me, because I could have said I bought it directly from when you already admitted that you didn't do so. Nevertheless, if the machzik could bring witnesses that the seller was there for one day, there's another principle that kicks in, and that's called ta'aninon lalokeach. We the court will intervene on behalf of the purchaser. Me'achar shohoya hamocher ne'mon lomar zavanta minoch. Since the seller himself, we haven't really focused on this on him too much. He's the guy in the middle, the seller to the current occupant. Since he could have said, I bought it, since he said, or he could have said, I bought it from you, and we would have believed him, b'migu di boy amar lohoi so shechame olam, from as far as that mocher is concerned, he could have turned to the ma'arer and said, listen, believe me when I say, I bought it from you, because I could have said it was never yours to begin with. Even though this particular purchaser, the lokeach, knows that it was his, namely the protesters, the ma'arer v'ave kichad sado, and he is like a singular witness that actually benefits the ma'arer, mikol mokom have migu. Even so, once again, if the current machzik would have been able to bring witnesses that the mocher was there one day, the ma'arer, the machzik, nevertheless would have been able to win out, because the mocher, the one who sold it to him, had this miku. Kinemashmala kamon gabi nasko de Rebbe Abba. Like is like one can conclude from the case involving the nasko, it's a bar of silver involved involving Rebbe Abba's psak. Now in that case, there was a person, it was a Mr. B grabbed a bar of silver from Mr. A, and Mr. B acknowledged, yes, I grabbed it from him. It's like saying I stole it from him, but what I took from him was mine. In that case, the grabber is going to have to part with it. And in that case, he's running up against a witness that is saying that the bar of silver was in the possession or was owned by Mr. A. And why will Mr. B have to part with it? The E, because in that case, In order to claim ownership of it, he would have to swear that the bar of silver is his, and yet he cannot swear to that effect. Why not? Because you have a witness that, because you have him having grabbed it. Now, just to emphasize or re-emphasize, in the Nasko de Rebbe Abba case, there was a singular witness that saw the grabbing of the silver bar of the Nasko. As a result, the one who grabbed it, who is making the claim that, yes, I grabbed it, but what I grabbed is mine, he cannot swear to back up his claim. Why not? Because he would be going up against a witness that saw the grabbing, the stealing. And since there is a witness that saw the stealing, one witness, of course, doesn't impose transfer of funds, but one witness in halacha would ordinarily be able to cause an oath to be taken by the opposing party. In this case, though, and let's continue with the words of Tosfos, if not for the case, the e lo dehave mechuyev shvua ve'eno yochol lishova, if it wouldn't have been a case of someone that's obligated to swear but cannot swear, and as a result of that, the Gemara says he has to pay back the bar of silver. But if not for that, he would have been believed to say, Didi Chatfi, yeah, that which I grabbed was mine. The Migu Diboy Omar, since he could have sworn, Lo Chatfi, I never grabbed. The Hoyo Makhish Esoed. And he would have been contradicting the witness. So that you see, we'll see the potential strength of the migu. Believe me when I say that which I grabbed was mine, because I could have said I never grabbed it, and he would have been contradicting the witness. V'hocha, here in our sukya, when the machzik says, I bought it from so and so who bought it from you, v'hocha lo have a mechuyav shvua. Here, there's no. I like the following pun. There's no grounds for an oath in our case, when I say pun, because there's a concept, the ein nishboin ala karkois. By virtue of exeris akosov, an oath cannot be imposed when it concerns matters of land. So, as we said, that the migu potential would have enabled this machzik to win the case if he would have been able to bring witnesses that the one who sold it to him had been there for even one day. All by virtue of the, we'll say, the fact that the mocher, the one who sold it to him, had a migu. You'll notice, by the way, that we had used a diamond marking, and this is to simply create a connection between the conclusion that we reached from the case of the Nasko, the Rabbi Abba, that if not for the we'll say the external detail that caused him the grabber to lose because he was a mechuyev shvua and lo yochol lishava, if not for that detail, he would have been able to win by virtue of the migu. That when he says, believing when I said what I grabbed is mine because I could have said I never grabbed it, so just like over there the migu would have worked, so too in our case where the machzik had acknowledged that it belonged to the ma'arer, but in the event he would have been able to bring a witness that the seller was there for one day, he, the machzik, could have won the case through the migu that the seller happened to have been able to make. We continue in the Tosfos. V'chi haigavno motzinu b'sof amocher es habayis gabi mafkid etzel chaver b'shtar. Person had entrusted an article to a shomer. And a document was written up indicating this entrusting, and then the shomer died, and the owner laid claim for the item from the heirs, from the assoimim. So you have an owner of an item with a shtar, with a document indicating that the item had been entrusted to their father. Diafagav delo taninon liasmi nensu. Even though we do not assist the orphans, the heirs, by saying that their inability to return the entrusted item was because it was lost beyond their control through oynes. Afilu hachi tanina luhu hechzartiv loch. Nevertheless, we will intervene on their behalf with the claim of father. The item was returned to you. Father returned to you the item. Kevon shel, and why will the yisayman be able to benefit by that? By our claiming on their behalf, hechzartiv loch. Why? Kevon shaviem hoyonemon betainazu b'migu diboy omar nansu. Since their father would have been able to win even against the shtar by the claim of nansu. So since the father could have claimed nansu, that enables the yisaimim to ride along that ride along the crest of that wave of their father's taina. Believe me, we'll believe the yisoymen with the taina of hechzartiv loch because their father could have tainted nansu. So similarly with our machzik on the land, being able to benefit from the migu that the seller could have argued against the ma'arer. even though the seller, even though the machzik himself could not have said that which that the mocher could have said. Similarly here, even though the yesoimim couldn't have said that which their father could have said, but since the father could have said, nansu, we enable the yesoimim to benefit from their from the claim of that we make on their behalf of hichzar tivloch. V'yomeri dilo domi lahi de mocher sabayas. The Ri says, however, that our case is not like the case just mentioned of Mafkir Itzchaber Bishnar. The Hocha im Hoya Roitze Hamoicher Liskois Betainazu the Lohoiso Shechom Olam. In our case, if the Mocher would have wanted to, let's say, defeat the protester with this claim, it was never yours. Well, if our, let's say, our benefiting the machzik based on the mocher's migu of lohoysa shel me'olam, lohoya ma'akva halokeyach, the purchaser, or we call the machzik, wouldn't have maintained possession of the land. Sharei yodea hoya shohoysa shelo, he knows that it was the Ma'arer's land. In our case, the Lokeach is saying, I bought it from so-and-so who bought it from you. In other words, he's acknowledging the protesters having once owned it. So that you have a case of a type of clash between the Lokeach who and what he is, what he knows, and that which the mocher would have said, which contradicts that, and for the lokeach to try to ride along the wave of the mocher's claim would have been terribly uncomfortable for this kind of surfer. Kosav Rabbeinu Chananel, Ro'inu l'Rabosenu haga'inim zal, Dahai machzik less le lemechas ledino bahadi more daaro elahai de zovin le mochis bahadei. The Rach goes so far as to say, in the name of the Goinim, that the machzik really is not to go to court against the protester. Who is to go up against the protester? The one that sold it to the machzik. V'yei nira l'rashbo. The Rashba, though, disagrees because of another important principle. Deha calls chus shetovo liyodo mochar rishon lasheni. When the mocher sold it to the lokeach, the current possessor, he, the mocher, sold to him whatever powers he, the mocher, had. Velo, and since the Rach acknowledges in the name of the Goinim that the Mocher could have would have been the one to go into court against the Ma'arer, that ability, we'll say, to go to court against the Ma'arer is transferred to the purchaser. V'lo yuchal lidchois v'lo marlo, and the Ma'arer cannot push off the Lokeach, the purchaser, the Machzik, and saying la bal devorim didiat, you have nothing to do with me. That can't be said, because once the one who was his baal dvarim, namely the mocher, was the ma'arer's baal dvarim, the mocher transfers that power to the lokech to be a baal dvarim of the ma'arer. Ulekamen ashikon behedya gabi ahu dedor bekashte belisa the lomotzi lememale lav baal dvarim didiat. And that we see beferish in the Gemara on Daf Mem Aleph, the case of the Aliyah in Kashta, where the original owner cannot say to the Machzik Lav Baal Dvorim Didiat. Hello, I have a Mashkach Sadi the Dorbe Ha'u Gav Rochad Yoimo. Rather, we know that if the occupant of the Aliyah would have been able to bring forth witnesses that the one who sold it to him had dwelt there even one day, Reb Chiya would have enabled the occupant to win in that case. We now turn to Omid Beis, to the Tosfos Dibur HaMaschil Mi Planya. This Tosfos refers to the Gemara five lines from the top. Mi Planya Zavinte Dezavna Minoch. I bought it from so and so who bought it from you. V'achate Shnei Chazoka. And I've been present on it for the years of Chazoka. And then the Ma'arer says back, Omale, oh, the guy you bought it from, Planyo Gazlonahu. Pirush. Yesh Li Edim, the protester, says, I have witnessed Shehu Gazlon, that he is a thief. The guy you bought it from is a gazlan, is a thief. Ve'afilu dor be'chad yoima, and even if you could bring proof that he dwelt there one day, ha'kaimelon de gazlan einu chazoka. His being there wouldn't have helped, because we have a rule that says a gazlan, a thief, doesn't have the benefit of gaining a chazoka. Velo Kapir Shakuntris the Piresh, and Tosfos says that that this explanation of Yeshli Edim Shugazlan is not like the Rashbam's Pirush of this Gemara when it said Plani Gazlanahu is as follows. This is the Pirush Shakuntris' explanation. Dein Lo Edim Shehichsik Boy Hamoicher Afilu Yom Echad. The Machzik doesn't have witnesses that the one who sold it to him was there even one day. Because if he would have had witnesses that he was there one day, the Su Lo Havamotzi Toyin Planyo Gazlona Hu. Had the machzik been able to bring witnesses that the seller was there one day, then the original owner, the protester, would no longer be able to say so-and-so is a gazlan. Mashma, sherotze lefaresh gazlonahu, it seems that the Pirush HaKuntris wants to explain Gazlonahu, he wants to explain that the term Gazlonahu, lo sheyesh lo edim shuhu gazlon, not that the Ma'arer has witnesses that the Mocher is a thief, namely that if he would have had witnesses that he's a thief, well then what differences would it have made whether there are witnesses that he was there one day or not? Elo klomar begezel bo lo hakarka biyodo, that rather that the protester is claiming that the one who sold it to you had no legitimate rights to be on that land. Well, with that being the claim, as the Pirush HaKuntris suggests, then there would have been room for saying that had the Machzik been able to bring witnesses that the Mocher was there one day, then that would have made a difference. So, to reiterate, the expression Ploni Gazlonahu, according to Tosfos, the Ma'arer has witnesses that the seller was a thief. And with that pshat in mind, then even testimony that the seller had been there for a day would have made no difference. The Kuntres explains, the Pirush HaKuntres says, that Ploni Gazlona is where the Ma'arer is claiming that the seller had no legitimate rights to be on the land, and in light of that, had the Machzik been able to bring witnesses that the Mocher was there, was actually there for a day, he would have been able to win. V'ein nira l'ri. The Ri does not accept the Pirush HaKuntres, because if that was the story, namely that the Ma'arer is saying that the Mocher had no legitimate rights to land, the Havele la Suke Kidamasik Liel, if the whole give and take between the Machzik and the Ma'arer was like the Pirush HaKuntres suggested, where the Machzik says, I bought it from so-and-so who bought it from you, and I've been here for Chazoki years, and the Ma'arer would have responded, you bought it from so-and-so, I have no legitimate rights to the land, then the continuation of the Gemara should have been like we saw earlier, namely where the Ma'arer says to the Machzik, Lo komodis li da'aro didihu va'at minoi lo zavinte, are you not conceding that the land was mine and you did not buy it from me? So since in this particular Gemara that was not how the story unfolded, therefore the Ri feels that we cannot accept the Pirush HaKuntres version of explaining Planyo Gazlona Hu. We continue now with the next Tosfos, Divur HaMasril Ovid. This is a reference to the Gemara, two lines from the bottom. In the Gemara, we saw a person on a piece of land under protest. What are you doing there? And the fellow says, well, I bought the land from so-and-so, and I have been here for Shnei Chazoka. And the protester says, you've been there for Shnei Chazoka, but I have a shtar that I bought it 4 years ago. And in that story, the Machzik said, well, when I said I had it Shnei Chazoka, I didn't mean 3 years. I meant to say I've been here for many years. And Rava said, yeah, that's how people speak when they say Shnei Chazoka, that doesn't refer specifically to 3 years. It, in fact, can mean many years. Tosfos says, Ovid Inish Dekori Lishoni Tuva Shnei Chazoka, as Rava said, people will refer to many years by the term Shnei Chazoka. Avol Ilo. Now, what Tosfos wants to emphasize is the point that Rava made in saying Ovid Inish. It's customary, it's normal for people to refer to many years by the term Shnei Chazoka, and that Shnei Chazoka is not a specific reference to 3 years. Avoli lo Ovid. However, if it wasn't the practice of people to refer to many years by the term Shnei Chazoka, Afagav. And rather, what's the case? It's not normal for people to refer to many years by the term Shnei Chazoka, and rather Shnei Chazoka really implies 3 years. Then we would say, Afagav de Islei Sadi de Ochlo Sheva Shonin. Even if the Machzik would be able to present witnesses that he, the machzik, was there for 7 years, lo me'em ninan, we would not believe him. Deha ihu demakrish lehu. Because he, the machzik, is contradicting the witnesses. De moide, he, the machzik, is confessing the loach shloch lelo shnei chazok adainu sholoshanim. He has been there only for Shnei Chazaka, which, if it wasn't the custom of people to refer to Shani Tuva Shnei Chazaka, then Shnei Chazaka would have meant 3 years. And I believe it, the Rashba points out that you have a case of Haidoas Baldin Kamea Idim Domi. True, the witnesses are saying information that would have been beneficial to this guy, but this Machzik is saying to the contrary, and he's confessing, he's being moide to the ma'arer in saying that I've been here only for 3 years by having used the term Shnei Chazaka. But that's only if it would be lo avid inish, the kolei Shnei Tova Shnei Chazaka. But in reality, as Rava said, it's normal for people to use the term Shnei Chazaka when referring to many years. We continue now with the Tosfos on Lamed Aleph, Omed Aleph, the first Tosfos, Divrei Masil Avol. The Gemara had just said, in the case we referred to, that the Machzik will win by having claimed I've been here for 7 years, that Shani Shnei Chazaka meant 7 years. But if the Machzik was there only for 6 years, then the Ma'arer, the one with the Shtar, dated 4 years ago, would have won. And the Gemara said, because Ein L'cho Macho G'dola Mizu. Now the Tosfos, Aval Is, Aval Ochlo Shis Shonin, if the Machzik had been there for 6 years, then he would not have won. Hiksha Ri Bar Mordechai. Afilu lo aisi sadi elodochlo sholoi shonin. The Ri Bar Mordechai goes to the other extreme and says, even if the Machzik would have witnesses that he was there for only 3 years, Yehei Ne'eman Lomar Lokachtiha Kodem Minoch. I bought it. True, I have witnesses that I've been here, that I was on this land for 3 years. But he could still be believed by saying that I bought it 3 years before you. Let me read that again. Yehei ne'eman lomar lokachtia kodem minoch. I bought it before you, and I have witnesses that I was on the land for 3 years, and those 3 years predate your shtar, and hence my presence on the land is for a total of 7 years. And why would he be believed with that? The Iboi Omar Minoch Savinta. Because he could have said, the Machzik could have said, I bought it from you. So why is it, why does the Gemara say that the Machzik will win only if he can prove that he's been there for 7 years? I have to point out, I don't think I emphasized this earlier, but on Daf Lamed Omid Beis, toward the lower third of the Rashbam, when he says Shnei Chazaka Tuvo Kamina, by saying I've been here for the years of Chazaka, I meant many years. Shekodmu l'shtar shelcha harbei v'yesh li'edim b'chol haChazaka. I have been here for many years, and I have witnesses for the entire time period. In light of that, Tosfos is asking, why would he need to have witnesses for the entire time period? Would it not be enough that he has witnesses that he was there for 3 years? 3 years that predated the protester's shtar of 4 years. And with those 3 years, he would have been able to say, I bought the land, and I was here 3 years before your shtar, and as a result of my having been there for 3 years before you bought it, I no longer have my shtar. And believe him with that claim, because he could have said, I bought it from you. V'yomeri d'ein ze migu. The Re says, no, that would not constitute a migu. D'me'ikora lo yit'on klau minoch zavinta. At the outset, the machzik would never have said, I bought it from you. D'ein yodea im yesh lo ze shtar shekon o mimenu. He, the machzik, doesn't know whether the ma'arer himself ever had a shtar indicating his legitimate ownership, which would have facilitated the machzik's purchase directly from him. So since the machzik doesn't know whether the ma'arer himself ever had a shtar indicating his ownership of it, he, the machzik, would never have said, minoch zavinta. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.